Jeremy Talbert here using the HTC Droid Harris, and I've got a fever. And there's only one prescription, more Android Central.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Android Central Podcast, Episode 6 for the week of April 4th, 2010. I am Phil Nickinson. I'm back again with Mickey Papillon. Mickey, what's up?
How's it going, Phil? Good to be back. I can't believe it's already 6 episodes. That means 6 weeks we've been doing this, or a month and a half, which seems like a long time. Feels like we just started, which I guess in podcast terms, that is pretty much like we just started, but nonetheless.
Dude, no. Hang on. You're being modest. You pretend that you haven't done like 250 podcasts elsewhere.
You know, it's fun to start a new show, though. I do enjoy getting in on the ground level, and so it's been a lot of fun to do this. And, you know, looking at the platform, it doesn't really, I think, get any more exciting of a platform than Android. So, and I think that's why the site, you know, does so well, and there's so many of you loyal followers and listeners out there. It's wonderful.
I think I first heard you on episode 100 of the Cell Phone Junkie when Dieter came.
Yeah, I had him on as a special guest. I at one point said, you know what, I need to do something different for the 100th show. Don't really know why. I just felt like I needed to do something different. And so I had him and a couple other guys on, and we talked about specific topics. And yeah, and then Dieter, I think, said, hey, this guy's, you know, not all that crazy. Maybe I can do some other stuff with him. And so then I think I joined him a couple of weeks later on. Mm-hmm. It wasn't pre-Central at the time. It was
It was Trio Central.
Trio Central,
the Trio Cast.
That's
and
right.
Actually, yeah. they just hit 100 episodes right in the middle of CTIA.
Yeah,
we're just about at 100 on WM Experts. I think we just did 95, 96. I can't remember which. And I've been around for I guess maybe a third of those now, but not all 100 of them.
Yeah,
we use that much me.
We just passed over 200 on the Cell Phone Junkie. We recorded 201 this week.
And
still going strong. It's awesome. Haven't missed a week yet. So it's wonderful.
Sweet. Well, let's talk some Android.
I think so.
And, you know, we're kind of in a weird spot right now because, like, it was a little more than a week ago that the Android 2.1 update started slowly rolling out from the Motorola Droid. And I'm going to repeat myself again. Everybody, the manual update is official. It's not illegal. You're not getting another update after that. I mean, you will, hopefully. But you're not getting another 2.1 update from Motorola, from Verizon, from anybody that's different from that one. That is the 2.1 update. But we saw some interesting things happen. It looks like the 2D graphics rendering has been slowed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if something was broken, or I'm willing to bet they just changed something. To slow down processes somehow, maybe to extend battery life. Maybe that's how you get the ubiquitous better battery life feature. You know, maybe they just slow the damn thing down. I don't know.
Yeah, it's one of those things you wonder why, you know, what they had done wrong in the first place, or because it obviously appears to be a blatant change. I mean, there's no reason for that just to be a byproduct of something. So I don't understand, other than you're probably right with the battery life, why they would do that.
And I haven't really used the Droid enough in the past week to tell if there's a difference. You know, we ran a poll and, you know, a good number of people said, yeah, it definitely looks slower. When it comes to stuff like that, I side on, you know, how does it work in your hand? You can look at, you know, there's a test you can run, and we ran it too. And looking at those numbers, it was definitely slower. But I want to know how it works in your hand with the apps that I use day to day. So I haven't used it enough to really tell. But, you know, and I'm pulling up the poll now. I mean, so it's really almost half and half, people saying, yeah, it's noticeably slower, or it seems about the same. Mm-hmm. You know, not a whole lot of people said it's faster. Generally, this isn't a whole ROM flash, so it's not like you're starting from scratch. But generally, when you do something like this, your device will feel faster anyway. But here, we actually had an app that supposedly showed you numbers. I mean, I'm not going to dive too far into it because I haven't used the Droid that much in the past week. But it's not good.
Mm-mm. No, it's one of those things that it is what it is, though. A lot of people are saying that they're seeing noticeably slower, and I don't know whether or not it's just kind of the mob mentality effect, and you just are thinking, well, hey, it does seem slower because I heard that it was slower, and so yeah, it seems slower now. Or maybe it was something else that got installed with the package, and who knows?
It's still one of my favorite devices by far. You know, people complain that, you know, it doesn't have Snapdragon maybe, or it doesn't have, you know, the best screen out there, but damn it, it's a really good phone. I love the feel of it in my hand, you know?
I will disagree. It's not my favorite. I think the industrial design is okay, and when I first saw it, I thought it had some cachet to it because it was a little bit different. But after using it a little bit, I am just not a fan. You could never get me to switch to it. I don't like the keyboard.
Oh, the keyboard is horrendous.
I don't. Well, yeah. And I ultimately don't like the non-symmetrical design of it. So I'm going to disagree with that one. I would say, yeah, it's a decent piece of hardware, especially if you're someone who is interested in a Verizon Android device. I mean, it's probably a good one, although I would choose the Aeris over it. But again, personal preference. That's why there are so many options.
Well, let's talk, since you brought up Verizon, let's talk Verizon, because there are a couple more phones we're waiting, probably, maybe, to come there, right? You've got the Nexus One, which was announced from the get-go, right?
Right.
And we still have seen neither hide nor hair of that. I hear it could be as early as next week. I hear it could be June. I don't know. So you have that, and then you have the Incredible, which we're seeing evidence of, I don't know how many different ways now, like 13 different ways. We've seen warehouse inventory numbers for Verizon. We've seen Cellebrite listings. Cellebrite is a little handheld device they use to transfer your data from like some old random phone to your new phone. We've seen things on Twitter where they even said the word Incredible out loud. You know, yes, we can't talk about the Incredible, but let's talk about the, you know, it's just weird stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they haven't announced it yet. What do you think it is? That's kind of the big question. Do you think the Incredible is going to be the desire? Do you think it's going to be something else?
I don't know. I'm kind of looking to, you know, some of the other stuff that we've seen floating around, and it quite certainly could be the desire, but I don't know. I haven't even really thought that far, other than to just kind of say, well, it's coming. It's something. But, you know.
Thanks for clearing that up for us.
Well.
I'm thinking, I don't know what I'm thinking. All right. See, why would they release the desire? And this is where Google's strategy gets so weird, right? With just selling the phones online. Because Google's doing its own thing, and Verizon probably doesn't care, right? Verizon...
Right.
Doesn't care about stealing sales away from that. So I could see them putting out the desire, and they're, you know, they're still two very distinct, you know, different phones. You have one that's just a Google experience, and then you have the desire that has Sense on it. But I mean, aside from that, they're the same phone, right? You got Sense versus Google, and then trackball versus trackpad, and that's it. So I don't really, by the, you know, current logic, you wouldn't see them do that. So then would you get something more like the Evo 4G? Although it wouldn't be 4G because we don't have, you know, Verizon's not doing WiMAX. Verizon's going to do LTE, the other 4G standard. But that's just, I mean, that's not going to happen yet. Maybe. Probably.
That one seems a little bit more plausible. And they could just call it the Evo, I suppose, you know, or come out and just keep the name, the Supersonic. Although I think that's an internal name, so you're right. They'll probably change it to something else. But knowing how Verizon will like to do it, it'll probably be the, you know, like the GN47B or something like that. And go, this is the new Android. Nice, sexy name. So, nah, I don't know. It could be a number of different things, but nonetheless, we're going to see another one come here. What about the Nexus? I mean, we're still kind of rumoring around here, shots in the dark, right? I mean, we still don't have an official date.
Yeah, and, you know, we saw a bunch of crappy in what are probably just fake shots of the webpage bouncing around.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, almost want to apologize for even putting them up there, but people really want this phone pretty badly at this point. It's just so weird. I mean, the whole thing is weird. I'm willing to bet that the reason we haven't seen it on Verizon yet is not a technical reason, other than Verizon probably said, we want you to change something, and Google said, no, this is the phone. This is how we're selling it. Because that's just typical Verizon, right?
We're also only in the first week of April, and they said April. So if we're 3 weeks from now and we're saying, I don't know, when's it going to come out? Then I think it's something, but
you know. It's just really confusing for people because they don't know, you know, whether you don't know which phone to save up for. You don't know which one to have your heart set on. You don't know what you're getting anyway, right? Because
isn't that the beauty of this whole thing, though, with Android?
Oh, it's, man.
You don't have a specific device that you're holding out for. Look at all the Apple fanboys, and I'm raising my hand right here. And I have one device to look forward to this summer. You know, there's that's, you know, my option. I'm also a very staunch BlackBerry user, and so I'm looking forward to the newest BlackBerry that's going to come out on the CDMA side, aka the Bold. And it's like one device, though, you know. And on Android, I get my option of, you know, looking forward to a choice of multiple different devices. If I want to stay on CDMA, I can choose either the Nexus, or I can go with the Evo 4G, or I can go with, you know, the Moment 2 when that finally comes out. I mean, there's so many different options out there depending on what you want, that it gives the, you know, the purchaser the control of what they want to do. And yeah, there may only be one or two devices on each carrier, but at least there's not just one carrier that the device is going to be on.
That's true. Well, let's talk for a second about a device that might not be on any carrier, and that's the X10, the Xperia X10. I've had this in my hand since I got back from a CTIA, right? Mm-hmm. I've been trying to figure out what to do with it. It has Android 1.6, but it's going to get 2.1 eventually, right?
Yeah.
It has this whole Timescape thing on it, and we've seen this before. We saw it at CES in January, right? So we've had our hands on this. We've played with it before. And they said, oh, no, Timescape's going to get a pretty big revision too, but that's before it even gets Android 2.1. So I've kind of been sitting on it and not really doing a review. I'm crunching the video of the just a hardware hands-on right now. It's like, I don't know what to do with this thing. It's a cool 4-inch phone, right? It's got Snapdragon. It's got a whole lot of memory. And it's slow as molasses. It's painful. So then you have something like this, which it's typical Xperia, right? I mean, the X1 was the same way on Windows Mobile. The X2, which has barely seen the light of day, was pretty much the same thing. You know, really good hardware, or at least above average hardware, and then just dragged down by the software, and let alone, you know, no carrier stepping in the same room as it, right? It's frustrating because it really kind of kills the platform, and it kills the Android experience, and I don't know. I need a nap after using it.
I think I like the design, and I think that's what's so
it's frustrating.
Yeah, it's so frustrating. The 1.6 is almost unacceptable at this point, but you're right. It'll get the upgrade, and, you know, I don't know. What is it going to come out with on Rogers? Because they're picking it up here in about 10 days.
Yeah, like right now. And there's another Canadian carrier that's either pre-ordering right now or is actually selling it right now. I mean, so that's good, but it's not a... I mean, it's a big market. Canada is not a small market. But we need to see more. I need to see more from Sony Ericsson, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I asked them. I asked them in my, not drunken stupor, but in my, what is that? That's what I thought. All right. There is still noise coming out of my laptop speakers. So anyway, and I asked them at Mobile World Congress, like after we'd been awake for 40 hours at this press conference, I'm like, seriously, is this stuff ever going to see the light of day in North America? No, we don't know carriers and blah, 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 blah. They got to get it right at some point.
You would hope.
I would hope. Of course, gives me something to write about when they don't.
That's right.
Okay, well, what else? You got the Samsung Galaxy S. Talking about another top-tier device, right? We saw it sneak through the Bluetooth special interest group, which is kind of a, not a roadblock, but it's a kind of a landmark on the way to actual release and acceptance. And lo and behold, it has US 3G bands for... See, I hate saying US 3G bands, right? Because when we say that, we really only mean AT&T.
Right. No, you got to say North American 3G bands, because that's what's being used in, you know.
And the Nexus One, and
Yeah, in Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. in general.
And
call them North American 3G bands versus the AWS band, and you'll be safe. But yes, this is going to be supported only on 3G for AT&T.
Okay, so that's the good news, right?
Mm-hmm.
The bad news would be is if AT&T picks it up.
How's that bad?
They don't have a good track record with Android so far, and I know everybody's made fun of me because of the whole crippled thing. Or maybe you weren't even around for that. You know, everybody's calling the backflip crippled because it can't sideload apps, you know, because it can't do unsigned apps out of the box. You can ADB it over command line and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, that's not what people are going to do. And then apparently the Dell Aero, which we saw at CTIA, is going to be the same way. Plus the usual AT&T just bloatware they put on top of it. So I would hate to see them take something like the Galaxy S, which actually has a really good chance of making like TouchWiz good now. And TouchWiz has just been awful for a long time. That's Samsung's custom UI on top of Android. And I really, really don't want to see AT&T screw this up for them.
Hmm. I can see that. And I can see, you know, your concern about it. And I would hope that, you know, Samsung going into this, if they decide to do a partnership, they do one that is, you know, maybe a little bit more pro-consumer. But I think we're probably going to is probably going to happen is we're not going to see it from AT&T because I think they're going to stick with the backflip for right now. Mm-hmm. And it'll be available, but not on one of our carriers. I think if you're in Canada, you may be seeing this one come your way. But again, who knows? It's still a little bit early in the game here. Give it a couple of weeks and I bet we'll be a little bit more firm on it.
I would buy one of these for $600 maybe. I mean, that's a lot of money, I understand, but it's a quality phone. I really do think so. I mean, the hardware's up there. I still want to try one of these Super AMOLED screens outside. 80% reflectivity, or less reflectivity. That's exciting to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a certain issue when you get to some of these screens that you just you wish they would have standards that would allow it, you know, for to be viewable at various different levels and stuff. And I understand the power aspect of it, and you know the AMOLED screens like on the Nexus are relatively efficient, and that's why they went that way. But it's so frustrating. At the first time I stepped outside in the Arizona sun with the Nexus One, I went, oh, that's what they're talking about. So, yeah, it's pretty annoying. But yeah, you're right. It's good to see that, like this one, as an example, the Galaxy that would be able to, you would get rid of that issue, at least for the most part.
What about the Nexus One on T-Mobile? All right, so we started supposedly seeing accessories showing up in store. Do you think that means they're actually going to sell the phone in stores?
I don't. I don't think so. Yeah. I think it's strictly just a, you know, hey, we've got some stuff here because you've bought this device. You're a customer of our network, and you want to pop into the store and maybe pick up a quick case or a gel skin or whatever it is. I think those are the two things that they have right now. Anyway, maybe see them for the other carriers though. Possibly, maybe.
No, I don't see anybody selling this in a store ever.
No. The accessories.
Oh, accessories? Well, sure. I mean, they're accessories, right? I mean, that's what we do. We sell them. We have cases for the Nexus One. I mean, it's not a big deal that they're showing up in T-Mobile stores at all. Mm-hmm. So I don't really. I mean, I understand why people are making this leap. I just think they're wrong.
Right.
Sorry. It would be nice if you could play with the phone in store. And there are rumors that you're going to be able to do that with Verizon, actually. I would like to see that, but at the same time, that's just going to make it even more confusing.
Is there a way to possibly, just have it in the store and not have sales available? I mean, what are you going to do? Someone looks at it, their model is such that you see it and
they're going to go buy a Droid Airs.
Yeah, because that's what's going to be there.
Right.
So is there a way to possibly have it there on display and then say to purchase, you know, here's a computer sitting right here with google.com/phone on the screen?
Well, yeah, but then they're still going to say, well, I can't get it till tomorrow. Well, then, well maybe with different shipping options, sure, I guess. Mm. But it's just so odd.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it works for me. I understand it because I can buy a phone without playing with it. Even though, you know, it's different for us. This is our job. But, you know, you need to go play with the phone before you buy it, especially if you're going to spend $600 on it. I don't know, man. It made sense at first, and as time goes on, it just becomes more and more confusing.
Does playing with the device actually mean anything? I'm thinking specifically in recent memory about the iPad, and 300,000 people bought one without playing with it. I mean, that's pretty telling, right?
I would say that people have been using the iPad for a long time, just a smaller one, right?
Sure.
It's still a fair question, though. I mean, you're not going to get the true feel of a phone after, you know, 10 minutes in a store. Sure. I think it's better than not doing it, though.
Well, I guess, yeah. I would still love to be able to tell someone that they can still go and check out a Nexus at a store before buying it, because as much as I love to, you know, promote some of the latest and greatest, it's really hard to when someone can't see it. And that's a big issue with a lot of people, is they want to make sure, you know, and it's silly things. It's like, how is this going to, you know, fit into, you know, my lifestyle physically? Is it, you know, too big? And some people may think that the Nexus is a little bit too big. You know, it's for the same reason that they may not like the iPhone. It's just, you know, it's not the style that they want. But nonetheless, it's a device that Google has clearly stated that is going to be a flagship for them. It's going to be sold directly through them. That's how it is. I don't see it in stores. Maybe at some point they'll say, yeah, we want to get some different, you know, we want to just get a little bit more market share with it and, you know, possibly put it in the store. I just don't think that they care at this point. It's just knowing what I've read about this, it doesn't seem likely. So I'm just going to stop at that and say, I don't think it's likely that it'll be in a store anytime soon.
True. I agree. Some other hardware stuff. It looks like Cricket Wireless is picking up the Kyocera Zio M6000, the LG Aloha possibly is appearing. And that, you know, LG is another odd one. So here's a company that like hops on board with everybody. Android comes out. Oh yeah, we're going to make a whole bunch of Android phones. And they've, you know, made a few that we've seen here, but not many. Windows Phone comes out last year, you know, 6.5. We have, you know, LG and Microsoft getting into some huge partnership, and they're talking like 50 to 100 phones. And that kind of hasn't happened. And
no.
Maybe we'll see more with Windows Phone 7. So I don't know.
You dropped the series. Very good.
I did.
Figured it'd be like ingrained in your mind enough now where you would have, you know, Windows Phone 7. Yeah, okay.
Oh, man. All right. So what else? Android TV. Do we need Android in a TV? I mean, sure we do, of course. But do you need Android in a TV?
I don't know. It's kind of neat, right? You can play with all the different applications and do different things. Hopefully everything will scale properly.
I want to see Android in a TV, and then I want to see it updated like constantly. Just to mess with the phone people.
Have a TV updated constantly?
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I guess maybe is that another frontier that we're about to cross into, is combining more of our digital lifestyle and integrating things like the operating system on our mobile devices onto things that we've got in our homes, like on a TV?
Yeah, and there's really no reason you can't.
But is,
you know,
it useful?
I've seen my old Scientific Atlanta box update itself at like 3 a.m. before.
Is there someone out there that's really interested in being able to run, you know, Google Earth on their TV versus on their computer? It's the whole, you know, where do we cross the line from? I think pictures on TVs are kind of cool. I don't know. I can tell you, like, I'm counting on half of a hand how many times I've actually ever displayed photos on my TV for people, you know?
Right.
And so I know it's a nice thing to have, but it seems like I rarely do it. The video component is probably the biggest thing. I hardly ever listen to music through my TV. It's almost always just movies. So
I'm the opposite, but I do it with the Xbox, with the Xbox 360.
Music?
You know, I can, oh yeah, I do music. That's really what I use it for more than anything, is music in a Netflix now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you get like a good build of something, and the Xbox 360 is a pretty good example of it. So if you get like a good sort of Android set-top box, but there's no reason why it needs to be Android versus whatever else like Scientific Atlanta stuff is built with, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think if you did something good, and, you know, like if you had TiVo and Android teaming up, that would be a big thing.
Sure.
And if you got, you know, big cable companies doing it, you know, hey, we're bringing you all new boxes and they all have Android so you can check your email better. And actually, you can check your email right now on this Cox box that I have, right? It's crappy and it's horrible and you can't write back. So it's absolutely possible. It's 2010, man. We should have flying cars by now.
They're showing Twitter on this thing, and I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, What are you gonna? Well, I guess. Do you have a wireless keyboard that's integrating in there, or how are you? You know, how are you doing that? It's not like you're gonna use the remote to, you know, like T9 with the numbers. Maybe you are. I don't know.
No. You know, what you're gonna use. You're gonna use swipe.
On what? On the.
Oh no! Go back to that video. I've seen it a couple times now. I guess we've only put one video up. But swipe, you can do it with like a pointer input like you'd use in a business meeting or something.
Gotcha.
So you can point at it and do the motions, and that works. I mean, they're really good at it. It's pretty impressive.
Those guys are crazy, all those swipe
guys. I love those guys. They're awesome.
quickest texters in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Must be good for something.
So what else? HTC Desire and Legend have been rooted already by Paul at Motico.
Nice.
He's having some problems with kind of the file structures. Things are being locked down a little tighter than they were previously, and I'm going to stop there before I... Yeah, that's like the end of my Linux knowledge. Jerry, don't email me, please. But, you know, that's good to see that it's done. So it's, you know, it's just a matter of time with these guys, really.
Sure, sure. Good, though, for those that are into that kind of thing. You know, you can pick one of these up and... dig right into it, literally.
Oh, I got up our review of the Legend, by the way.
Nice, nice.
I like that phone. You know, the more I use it, the more I like it. It's tiny. It's small. You know, it's small when you come from like a 3.7 or 4-inch device.
Yeah.
But it really feels good in the hand. I really do enjoy it. You know, we talked about it earlier. I really feel weird using Sense on something that it's not supposed to be on, like on the Nexus One. But it just feels right. On the Legend.
Hmm. I think we need to talk a little bit about this article that Jerry threw up last week on Android Central. Over on Android Central about taking screenshots without rooting the device.
Yes.
So
this is how I do it.
Okay. I got all excited about this, and then you lost.
I know why.
And then you lost me at the first step is setting up an SDK, and I went, all right, next story. You know, I just there's got to be a better way than doing this. It's like I don't want to have to do that, and I know it's probably not as big of a deal as I think it is, but I just don't like the having to bring in, you know, the computer aspect of it. Why can't I just download an application and install, even if I have to install it, the manual way or whatever I can't even remember what the technical term is for it, but where you're going in and you're, you know, just installing an application.
When you're sideloading?
Sideloading. There you go. Yeah.
It's not an issue of loading an application. It's not an issue of loading an application. It's an issue of security in this case, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
If any app could just take a picture of your screen, that's a potential security hole, right?
Sure.
Really, the thing with the SDK isn't that difficult. It's been a long time since I set mine up. It took about 5 minutes to do. You download it, you install it. Where it gets weird is you tell the SDK to like look at some servers somewhere for updates and for whatever. Once you have the SDK installed, though, it's really as simple as plugging in your phone, going to this one file called DDMS is whatever. I don't even know what it's a debugger. And then you go up to, you know, save screenshot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have it set up, it's not bad. And Jerry's instructions are really good. I absolutely agree, though. It's a pain. And for, you know, just a normal user to want to take a screenshot of something and you can't do it, it's really just stupidly frustrating.
Yeah. I'll just keep taking pictures with another camera of the screen until they figure this out.
We'll walk you through it. We'll walk you through it.
Right.
What else? TweetDeck's coming to Android.
Oh, thank goodness. One of my favorite Twitter clients. I for whatever reason, I just, you know, Seismic is wonderful. I definitely enjoy it. I think that TweetDeck, though, as a user of it on multiple other devices, Apple devices, plus the desktop is, I don't know, it's very clean. It integrates what I need it to do. It does my bit.lys, does my TwitPics. I know a lot of them do that, but it does it in a very easy and efficient way. I stick with them because of that. So I'm glad to see them coming to Android.
What do you think about Skyfire coming? Skyfire, for those of you who don't know, it started out on Windows Mobile. Mm-hmm. And it's a proxy browser. Instead of the browser on your phone actually rendering the pages and doing all that legwork which means processing power, right? It's done on Skyfire servers and then shot to your phone, a lot how Opera Mini does too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quicker. There are potential security problems there. But like on Windows Mobile, it worked great. Mm-hmm. But then you get to Android, which already has a pretty decent browser on the phone, right?
It does. I like Skyfire for the ability to, like you were saying, it allows you to do different things on or have the web pages processed off of the phone. And I'm not a big external browser fan, but for whatever reason, Skyfire caught my interest and I used it with Windows Mobile and just loved it. It really did a nice job. And I'm excited about that one too. I think it's good. Mm-hmm. I'll install and do something with that one before I do something with anything else.
The Helix launcher, that was one we should have talked about with the Droid 2.1 update, but a lot of people were asking, you know, hey, how did you get extra home screens on your device? Because the 2.1 update still leaves you with three home screens. And it's a really cool like home screen tweaker, so go check that out if you haven't already.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, we finally got our keyboard roundup, and Jerry and I were talking, it's probably just going to be part one of the keyboard roundup because there really are that many out there. I don't know. Have you? What's your favorite now? You're still using the HTC keyboard?
Yeah, HTC keyboard I think is my favorite. Swipe. I don't know. I still just can't get the hang of it. As fast as it is, it just needs to, you know, it just takes more time to use. But definitely the coolest keyboard. And I can't even look at the stock one anymore. It's just I don't know. Although I did enjoy reading about some of these other ones that he did. Looks like better keyboard and what's the other one that I thought looked pretty good?
SwiftKey.
Yep, absolutely.
That was a really cool one that I think Dieter discovered in Barcelona. And the cool thing about that is the text prediction is just hardcore.
Right.
I've never really been a fan of text prediction because, especially on like physical keyboards, because I can type so fast. And even on on-screen keyboards, I kind of prefer not to have it. But their text prediction is just insanely good.
Yeah. I look for something that will allow me to do more than just type in letters. And that was the one thing about the HTC keyboard that really, I think, got me, was that the prediction was really good with it. And at least much better than the stock one. So some of these, that's one of the things, some of these other ones look pretty good. What was the, tell me a little bit about this better keyboard. This one looks pretty good too.
That's one I've used it before. It's basically just kind of a keyboard skin, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really, you know, I'll probably get yelled at for this. And it's been a while since I've used it. But it seemed to me just more like a skin, and it didn't really, you know, change functionality all that much. It feels kind of halfway between like the HTC keyboard. The keys are very rounded, right? And you just kind of feel that when you're using it. It's in the market. You can go try it. It's cheap. You know, if you don't like it, return it, and you know, within 24 hours, and no muss, no fuss.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice thing. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I love that about the market.
Apple could take some cues from that one for sure.
Yes. What else? Dig has an Android app. Cool. I don't dig at all.
No, I don't dig. I like the concept of it, and I do enjoy their video podcast, The Dig Nation Show. I think that's a lot of fun. But yeah, I don't ever dig.
That it for software, I guess, huh?
I think so.
All right. Well, how about Google looking for a product manager for Android in the Nexus One? Is that the answer to all of our criticisms of the past 45 minutes?
I think what they need to do is they need to find someone who is truly an expert when it comes to branding and to really help them out with this one. And I think once they figure out on the brand side how they can really make this thing, you know, soar, so to speak, they can take the Nexus name and they can string it along for, I think, many years, especially if Google is looking to continue on making their own hardware. If they can take that name and integrate it into different products that they do, I think it's really could be a really good thing. So this position could be a pretty vital role, and I hope they find someone good. So I'm be following this one for sure.
We saw another survey come out this week saying that people are finding Android devices to be more desirable, whatever that means.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I try not to read too much of these surveys because they're kind of a snapshot, right? You know, and this one is December versus March. And take a look at the phones that we know between now and March, right? And it's just night and day difference. We have the Legend, you have the Desire, you have the Nexus One. So really, I mean, three of the top tier devices out there have come out between now and then. So yeah, the numbers absolutely should go up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, not to discount the numbers at all, and I think it's an important thing. And obviously Android is still growing, but you know, just take this stuff in context is all I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see what else.
Let's talk about the contest.
Yeah, do you want to win my Nexus One? Well, you can't.
I cannot. I'm excluded here, although I may enter under a surname that...
Hey, you should see if anybody notices.
I'll put on some glasses with a mustache and do a video, and we'll see if you know who I am.
So here's the deal. We have instructions up on the site if you want to win my Nexus One, and we're not kidding about that. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just it's the original T-Mobile 3G version, and I don't have T-Mobile 3G where I live, so we bought another Nexus One, and I'm using the AT&T one now, and we're going to give away the T-Mobile one. So all you have to do is make a little YouTube video. Go to the site and watch mine first so you kind of get the idea, and make a YouTube video and tell me why you want to win my Nexus One, and for the love of God, people, be funny. Do something. And if any, you know, women want to send in a video, that'd be cool too.
Send in anything. Think of something creative. You know, it's great to say why you want this thing. You know, and show, you know, to see some of the interesting ones so far, though, you got to go check out the post here. I mean, we've got one here that's from Guatemala.
We've gotten some really good ones. Yeah, we got one from Guatemala, one from Kyrgyzstan.
Kyrgyzstan, yeah.
I've gotten more in that we haven't put up yet, and we'll do another roundup of them probably early next week. I'm having fun with this. It's really fun to see people just get excited about the phone, and it's nice to give stuff away.
Yeah, and it's a good phone. I can attest. It's a lot of fun to use, and as Phil says, his is perfectly fine. Sans missing screen, but other than that, it's fine.
No, it's not missing a screen. Stop it. Stop it. And speaking of giving away phones, Google is giving them away again at Google I.O. Hey, we'll be there, by the way.
Hey, very good.
That's their developers conference that'll be in May in San Francisco. It's a two-day thing, and we'll go check it out. Actually, last year, that's where they announced Google or Android 2.0.
Hmm. You're traveling all over these days, man.
I is. And this is going to be a quickie. Fly out on Tuesday, fly back 1:30 in the morning, Thursday night, or Friday morning, or whatever.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
The things we do for you guys.
It should be good, though. What are we anticipating seeing? Any new hardware, or do you think it's mostly going to be just talking about what's going to happen with, you know, developing on the current...
Probably not stuff. Hardware. I'm hoping we'll see another, you know, hopefully Froyo will be unveiled, because we haven't seen a thing about Froyo, right? The next big version of Android.
Now, is that 2.2 or 3.0?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. So you've got Froyo, which is out there, and supposedly Gingerbread, they're mm-hmm. already looking past that. So I don't know. You know, the numbering thing is odd, because we've had Eclair now for 2.0 and 2.1. I mean, it doesn't really matter to me. Call them all whatever you want.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll see Gingerbread yet. That's probably just way more internal. But Froyo, well, I mean, Eclair hadn't been out that long. It's only been 3 months, right?
Right, right.
So, but it's been talked about longer than that. So, I probably just Froyo, I think.
Okay.
Probably just the next one and not two revisions out. But it'll be good to see, and it'll be good to be there. There's a keynote on the first day, and I think maybe on the second day, I don't remember. Last year, Eric Schmidt gave it, and he's always a lot of fun to watch. So we will be there for that, or I'll be there for that.
Very good.
Yep. Oh, and anyway, the reason we were talking about that is they're giving away dev phones again, Nexus Ones and Droids, just like they did at GDC last month. So at the gamers developer thing.
They won't.
Not a big deal.
Yeah.
You don't have any problem with them giving devs phone, do you?
No,
do you?
I don't think so. Yeah. I think it's fine. I mean, as long as you're not talking about it like it's the greatest thing out there and not disclosing the reason that you're saying that, then whatever, you know?
Yeah. I think it makes sense. You want people to develop for your platform. Make sure they have a phone.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you never expect stuff like that. That's the worst. No. You can't say, well, I'm not going to do X, Y, or Z because they didn't give me a free whatever. I mean, that's no good.
And that's not why we're going either. We don't get free stuff. we're journalists. We're there as media, not developers.
So. Spending $400 on a plane ticket, $500 on a hotel room to get a $300 phone, right?
Yeah, exactly. That I already have.
Right. exactly.
That's already sitting here next to me. Did you hear about the, somebody played a great practical joke at PDC, Microsoft's developers thing? Obviously media doesn't get free stuff, right? But all the developers who went to that got little Acer laptops or netbooks.
Oh, wow.
And apparently there's some guy there who wanted one really, really bad. And so like some of the media guys played a trick on him and were carrying around empty boxes. Like, oh yeah, just go over there. And the dude just went tearing down the place. Apparently trying to get
That's
one.
Pretty good. I like
shouldn't
that.
Be telling other people stories like that, but it was just hilarious. Totally worth.
Nice.
wish I could have been there to see that. Man, it's been a busy week.
Yeah, for a week that didn't really have a ton of, announcements. There's a lot going on.
And it's only, well, and we're recording this on Tuesday, a day or two early, and we'll settle in on that in a couple of weeks. And everybody, thank you for bearing with us. Worse things worse, you'll get extra podcasts here and there, huh?
That's right.
So I don't know. I mean, what else is going to come this week? Oh, it looks like the Nexus One car dock is finally on its way out. We're here. Android and me got tipped to it, and the help page is already up now.
Well,
that's cool. It has built-in speakers. We were talking a minute ago before the podcast. I don't know how I feel about that. I'd rather have like a built-in FM transmitter.
Yeah, I think so too. It's nice to have the option to, either use the speakers or to be able to stream it over to your speakers. Either way, it's. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm still waiting for the day when everything is streamed over Bluetooth. But obviously, a lot of cars are still. Without that. So I would love to have a better technology than FM transmission, but.
Well, and I have an old Motorola T505 speakerphone in my car that does Bluetooth, right? So it goes from my phone to the speakerphone and then from FM into the stereo. But the problem is the Nexus One's Bluetooth stack is just awful. I've got and maybe it's just Motorola stuff it doesn't like, but I have a Motorola HX1 headset here that I reviewed and does not work with the Nexus One. Works fine with any other phone.
Yeah, I don't know about that because I had no problems. Have you tried just a standard headset? Have you had any problems with that?
I need to try another one.
Yeah, I was going to say, try Plantronics. That's all I use for headsets are Plantronics, and they're solid and never had problems with Nexus One. So
I have to give that a shot. I guess that's it.
Think so.
Wrap it up, or shall I?
Be sure to email us. You can go ahead.
All right, everybody, be sure to email us at podcast@androidcentral.com. There's also a link in the show notes. You can send us an intro. You can send us a voicemail. And if you want to send us a voicemail, you call 888-468-6158, extension 222. Or you can record it on your computer and just email it. That's even better. And you can get us all on Twitter at Android Central is the main site. I am at Phil Nickinson. Mickey is at TCPJ_Mickey. And we have a Twitter list. If you go to twitter.com/Android Central, you can find all of our other excellent writers there. And speaking of writers, welcome to Ali. We got yet another new writer.
Woohoo!
So we now have like 30, I think, 32. No, not that many. I wish it was that many. And as always, we are brought to you by the Android Central Store. You can get to them at store.androidcentral.com. You can call them at 888-468-6158. And found out this week we now have just about all the colors of that Jawbone Icon Bluetooth headset in, so go check that out.
Fantastic.
Sweet. That does it. Stick a fork in us.
We're done.
See you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Who's texting me? My mother. Hang on. Okay, I'm in the back recording. Mom's coming to get my kid. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, who knows what trouble she's getting into out there on her own right now. Nah, she just watches TV. Perfect babysitter, man, when you have kids.
Nice.
Volume off. Phone away. Okay.